Everyone, this is Sasha, sashatalks.com. Before we jump into today's topic, I want to welcome everyone to drop by sashatalks.com. Check out the updates. Sasha Talks is present, the platform itself, in 6 out of the 7 continents. And I welcome you to drop by and learn a little bit more about it. If you feel profile, your professional needs may align with what I am glad to offer. Regarding today's topic and content, keep in mind that all Sasha Talks activities, including the content I share. Now, fast forward over the years, when you abandon the hubris of your youth, if you're fortunate to continue our life experiences, different teachers that come into your realm, and some of these teachers don't come back of I am your teacher, but you, in reflection, come to discover that. Anyhow, so today's topic is stillness. You could address it through, but I'm going to focus more on the meta side of it and your self-development, your relationship with spirituality. You don't have to be spiritual. Help you deepen your relationship and your faith. If you are a creator in the physical realm and you read, write, draw, and you're going out and creating wonderful products and services to improve the lives of people, this might resonate with you. But you don't need to have a title. You could be anyone, like a commoner like myself. I enjoy meeting people of different walks of life. So here we go. I was reflecting upon what should I talk about, because I didn't realize over the course of 17 plus years enrolling that in different realms of my virtual existence and my physical existence, I have covered topics through segments, monologues, conversations, formal dialogues, interviews. What have I not really addressed that would be relevant in the world, in the chaotic world that we live in? And I came up with stillness. So something I had to learn how to embrace. And of course, we all are a work in progress. So take it like a grain of salt. If this is something that floats your boat, you're welcome to deep dive and do your own research. As always, I remind people that information is created by the people for the people. Therefore, apply discretion for what may be relevant for you. Otherwise, you know, it is just information crossing through your radar. Everybody has a different relationship when they think of the word stillness. For some people, it might be the absence of motion, remaining in place. It might be no noise. They might relate it to any auditory stimuli in their environment. Stillness also means embracing the freedom from agitation, because the last thing a person who's agitated, frustrated, and they don't know how to channel those reactions, it will prevent them from being still. How do you embrace a state of being calm, tranquil? Now, keep in mind, there is a time and place to be still and benefit from that. You could be among masses of people in a chaotic environment, literally, and still be at calm. And as you work through your stillness and you develop it, it also feeds your emotional intelligence and your emotional resilience. Some of the benefits of stillness come down to relaxation, lowering your stress. It helps with stress management a lot when you learn how to consistently cultivate that within you. Emotional regulation. I've given a whole talk on emotional regulation in the past, and it was in the last year or so over the course of the years. Now, I remember this word was buzzing and it was trending when I was out for, this was over a decade ago, when I was put out on one of my speaking tours to address one of my writings. Mindfulness. A lot of people know how to use the word, but not many people could explain to other people that mindfulness can be a verb, because you have to be intentional of what you allow in your mind, what you feed your mind, what you allow your mind to react to, what you allow your mind to respond to. Keep in mind, reactions are different than responses. When I work with people in the context of what I may be brought on to assist, to guide, there are times where I am managing the train. In the form of communication, there is a way of communicating, but it's just questions, 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 questions. And I often tell people, when I ask you a question, everyone will have a reaction, whether or not they show it, whether or not they display it. But what is the response? Focus on the response. React on your time. And when you're being mindful, you'll also be able to pay attention to your thoughts, your speech, and how you present yourself, whether it is through a decision or an action that you partake in. I did not plan on coming up with a list, but it appeared that when I asked Spirit what I should share today, it was pretty clear that the letter P kept on resonating around me. So I came up with the list of things that I wanted to make sure I share with you today. One of the things about stillness is that it's not a light switch. You don't turn it on and all of a sudden you're at Zen. It has nothing to do with going to spiritual retreats or believing in any spiritual mantras. You don't have to spend money on it. It is not a product or service that you have to partake in or invest in. You don't need money for it. You don't need to add any supplements in your life. It comes down to making a decision. If you really want to achieve varying degrees of freedom from being easily agitated, frustrated, some people are. They gravitate towards sadness, which is different than madness. And I've given a talk on behind a mad person is a sad person, which is out there in the archives. You have to learn how to develop patience. There are many activities out there that people partake in, and it could be their day-to-day self-development goals, professional goals. It could be career goals. It could be anything that you choose to work towards. But when you don't yield the results that you want in the time frame that you perceive it should happen, because we do live in a microwave society where you think you could put in a popcorn bag and it will be ready in 2 minutes. And we all know, most of us, that most good things take time to develop. And time has to become your ally, or you will view time to be your enemy. You could badmouth time all you want, but time will easily facilitate and guide those who are ready to move forward. Keep in mind, readiness dictates how well your path progresses forward, not the timing of events. Because oftentimes I noticed, especially when I started out working with individuals before I started working with groups and organizations, was people fixate on time. Now, I could give you a calendar date, I could give you an hour down to the minute, but I could also tell you 99.9% being sure whether something will manifest or not in the physical reality. Because if you are not ready, the readiness comes from within. The readiness comes from within the groups of people who are seeking the results that they desire. If you're thinking one thing, feeling another thing, and your actions are speaking a whole nother language, I will tell you, when you are out of alignment, you are sending many contradictory messages to people around you. If this is a group setting, at the same time, if you're an individual, you are sending mixed messages to the universe. The contradiction just says you're not ready. The universe does not make and interpret our responses to be more complex, or quote unquote, it's complicated, and people start bragging about being enigma, in my opinion. Solely my opinion, nothing to be proud about. If you really are serious about your goal, you will learn how to become ready. And one of the things has to do with patience. Patience is developed. I wish I could tell you go to this place and buy patience. I'm sure many people would find the money to buy it, but I could also guarantee you would keep on running out of it, and you would have to find a way to afford it, because money will not be a good substitute to address patience. You develop it through your lifestyle choices, making an intentional decision that you want to do better for yourself. This is not about posturing and proving people wrong around you who may project resistance. They think that they know who you are. Patience has to do with a level of self-awareness of what you're working towards And it's not the waiting game, because when you use the word wait, a lot of people become disappointed automatically because waiting means that you're not getting what you want right here, right now. It will come later in time. Patience has to do with while you desire what you're seeking, whether it is a need or want, what are you doing with your time? There doesn't have to be a tremendous time delay, but there are some things in nature that we know that takes time to develop. It doesn't mean it needs to take forever. It doesn't mean it needs to take the same amount of time it took last time for you to, let's say, find an opportunity, sell your house, make a move, write a book, whatever it was. You participating in developing patience will help you take you further. It will also help you cultivate the stillness within you because you are certain through conditioning yourself and training. This has to do with beliefs. I'm not talking about repeating words and affirmations and all of a sudden it becomes stamped in you and then you're lying to yourself in the mirror. I'm not talking about that. I am discussing conditioning through making an intentional decision and practicing it every day, which helps you develop a level of certainty that what you seek, granted it is for your highest good, you're not harming yourself and other people, that it shall be done and it will present itself. In the process, you become ready that when it comes and it reveals itself, it doesn't faze you because it is tied to your belief that what you're seeking will be addressed. Now, with the patience, you also have to focus on pacing yourself, which I address indirectly by telling you it's not a light switch. You don't turn it on and off. When you feel like it, I'll be patient. It doesn't work that way. Either you develop patience over time and you manage it, or you don't. You don't want to rush into things where you wake up 2 days from now and you go, okay, I was impatient for 5 decades of my life, and all of a sudden, I am patient. If it worked that way, don't you think billions of us out there would be resorting to that on a bad day? Keep in mind, none of us are immune from the laws of nature and karma. And I touch upon this practice. You will be intentional as you make these decisions that you are practicing it. Because if you don't practice it, you won't know when you're doing a better job at being patient, when you're being irrational. You want to be practical about these things. You don't want to automatically trust the tools that you use to achieve your goals blindly. Some of these tools may be healthy for you. Some of them may not be healthy. You might not even need tools. Some people think that just because they think it will happen. I'm going to leave that to your discretion because majority of people that I work with are ideally ages 21 and up globally. And the youngest that I take on is an 18-year-old. If there's any client that comes in younger than 18, they have a legal guardian present. So patience, pacing, and practice. And then some of the signs about cultivating stillness, I want you to pay attention to your physical form. If you are blessed with a human body, most people encounter various symptoms that let them know whether they're progressing in the right direction or they're not. Now, you have to decide what the right direction is, depending on what your body is responding to. The body knows before the mind knows. This could come down to your intuition, your gut. Sometimes, immediately when you think about something, someone, some event, whether it's a conflict or it's a proposition of an idea, your body may tense up out of the blue. And you go, I was running along fine. All of a sudden, your body is resisting. Your body is signaling to you that something is not right, or to be careful, to take precautionary measures. Maybe you got that phone call, you didn't like what that message was, and all of a sudden your shoulders tense up or your neck tenses up. This is solely an example. All of a sudden, somebody may fall sick. There are people who make themselves sick. This is a very interesting conversation I've had with professionals on at least 3, 4 occasions over the course of my interview engagements, and they've talked about that. You don't have to believe it, but you do live in a body, and I believe it to your discretion of how you manage that body, literally and metaphorically. Pay attention to the physical signs because if the physical symptoms are there, you know you are not in a state of stillness. Something needs attention. I already talked about be practical about your goals. When you're practical, set realistic milestones. Don't be shy with rewarding yourself. Sometimes people have very long stretches with their goals that they grow tired. Sometimes it's not physically tired, but emotionally and mentally very. I hear you and I don't blame you. You're human. It is okay to work towards your goals at piecemeal. And stillness is one of those goals that I recommend that you should pace yourself with because you're going to make a lot of progress. And then there are going to be days where you go, is this even worth it? Am I going in reverse? Those are normal questions and do not worry about it. Keep in mind, this is not a performance. You're not getting an Emmy or an Oscars for it. And you're not posturing for the public, for people in society to judge you and think well of you. Because if you're going to put up a performance, the only people who are going to get cheated will be you. It will be exhausting, tiring, because you're not going to get the ROI out of it. You're not going to get the results that are satisfactory. If not, most of the outcome, positive outcome, will erode over hours to days. So if you do it for the right reasons. And keep in mind, this is not a plea deal, so don't get overly involved with Mother Nature and the universe where you start negotiating that I'm going to practice stillness and I'll do it for this long as you give me what I want. Because I often tell people, you could lie to yourself. Your brain could do a wonderful job lying to yourself. You could lie to people, lying to Mother Nature, the universe, your creator. They could call you on your bluff. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy doing that. And be open to the idea of stillness. Keep in mind, this is not about right and wrong. This is not about morality. This is more about your wellness and how to strengthen your anchor, your true north within you. If you're always around people and pay attention to what you welcome into your life, what are you looking at every day? What is your view? What are the pictures? What is the environment? You bring your body to that environment. What enters your ears? What comes out of your mouth? What are you feeling? A lot of mismanagement over time ends up, for some people, being presented in their physical form. I have ventured out to certain environments over the course of my career where I saw sickness in certain professional spaces, and that sickness would spread. This has nothing to do with a contagious illness. It has to do with the environment. When you end up in an incestuous environment that hosts negative mindsets, negative behaviors, and you know that there's some form of spiritual karma, other people may call it spiritual warfare present, you need to decide, is this where you belong or do you need to keep moving along in your path? I recall watching a British interview where a gentleman, he was a widow who came onto the show and he was talking about science and energy. This was not foo-foo talk. He had proper, legitimate studies and evidence done that there are people who get sick, not because they don't take care of themselves, but because they bring themselves into environments that are not healthy for the mind, for the body, for the emotional health. And this has played out for men and women. In very extreme cases, this is not fear-mongering. His wife happened to be someone who did pass away. Now, that is open to interpretation. I don't believe that every toxic work environment can kill you unless somebody will literally kill you from that environment. But I have seen this on and off over the decades in varying professional environments that welcome me for various needs. Pay attention, because when you don't pay attention, usually the symptoms will start out, but you might not notice it till it's a little bit too late. But the good news is that the moment you identify it, you could start regulating those things and reversing the alleged damage that you are creating. And most of these things can be worked through, but you have to make that decision. Don't go according to what worked for your friend, what worked for your family member, your coworker, or someone you knew, or someone that may have the alleged title notoriety. You have to go based off you. Everybody has a different relationship with how they manage their life. They have their own reasons. And you have to keep in mind, we live in a world where a lot of people are posturing. They're sharing a story that might be possibly the opposite of how they're actually coexisting and navigating their path. So I encourage you to do your own research, think for yourself. And when you don't feel comfortable with the information, pick up the phone, and I'm sure there are many resources out there available. Or go seek someone or a credible resource that has provided guidance and tools, which again, I said you don't necessarily have to go out and buy. There are no tools that you need. You need your mind, you need your heart and your body, and you need consistency and a commitment that you make to yourself. And you will see the results. When people don't see results, I always ask them, what were you doing? How are you doing it? One of the top two culprits I notice is that they are not consistent. They do it when they feel like it. It's a little bit like when you go to the doctor, the dentist will go, are you flossing? Either you're going to shout out a bold yes, or you're going to go subtle yes. And the doctor knows that you're not doing it as they told you or they recommend. Stillness comes down to, and keep in mind, this is only a snapshot of a very broad topic, learning how to become patient with yourself. Pay attention to your senses of what you allow into your life, your physical reality, your emotional reality, your mindset, your belief systems. It's not a light switch. It is a process. And once you make progress, you will learn how to manage it day to day. It doesn't make you immune from the loss of life, but it will definitely help you manage your path better in how you make decisions and how you take care of yourself, how you contribute to life around you. It can also reflect back in better nurturing relationships, quality of life, trust. You need to have a, develop a certain level of certainty that the things that you are seeking and working on are going to pan out. If they are for the highest good, aligned with your highest good. If they are not meant for your highest good, trust that you will be okay and you will be fine and something better will come along. This is not a pep talk. But you need to give yourself a chance and be patient to see the bigger pictures unfold before you. Remember, it has a ripple effect. And one thing I often tell people, including all the types of clients that come through my platform, is I can only help you to the degree that you are willing to receive the help. Sometimes people believe that, I'm open to receiving the help. And there's resistance within them that gets exhibited through their speech, behaviors, gestures. It plays out in its own way. And I don't believe that you should look for certain things. Every person is different in how they communicate their existence and coexistence with you. So be receptive to the guidance and the stillness that you seek. It is not coming from another human being, it is coming from within you. I believe it does exist. And most people, you have to allow it to rise and surface for you to acknowledge it. But if you are pushing down all of the stillness by surrounding yourself with people that you know what, they're good for company, but these are not meaningful relationships. Surrounding yourself with the noise because it's a good distraction, it eats up the time. And that's another thing. What you do with your time will reflect back how well you are overall. And when you do become still and or practice stillness, you'll be able to listen to life better. And some of the insights and guidance that will come from just being receptive to the universe will be much better than any of the guidance that you probably will receive from any human being walking at this moment in time. It is also developing an inner knowing, because oftentimes people are so caught up in the chaotic world that they cannot hear, they cannot feel, they cannot see the messages that are specifically planted for them to be guided. And when you make that decision to do better, my friendly guidance is don't do it from a place of desperation, don't do it from a place of fear. Because I am yet to meet any human being, including myself, who has made any good decisions coming from a place of fear once upon a time. I want you to do well for your sake, First, this is not for anybody else. It is not to prove anybody wrong. I want you to go out and be your best self. And I know that life is tough. I know you are more tough. I am going to leave you on that note. If you are any professional creator, writer who would like to participate in any of the Sasha Talks activities that will be unfolding in the coming weeks, please go to sashatalks.com, click a hello, let me know who you are and what you do, and if there's any interest to explore a conversation and it aligns with the Sasha Talks Terms of Service, I will be glad to follow up with you. Have a blessed week. Be good, be safe, and be blessed.